I have two books at my bedside, Lieutenant. The Marine Corps Code of Conduct and the King James Bible.
I hate snakes, Doc! I hate them!
And may the Christian Lord guide my hand against your Roman popery!
And they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
We're on a mission from God.
Entitled. You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Coming to you live from his padded cell high atop Bethel Church, the most heralded, the most despised talk show in all of human history. This is the talk show Hell Hates. This is Pastor Mike Online.
And here we are coming to you almost live, but not quite. This is Pastor Mike and I'm online with you. Excuse me. Today, still got just a little bit of that leftover in me, and I don't know how long that's going to take to go away. Some people are still feeling the effects of COVID that they've gotten over a week or two ago. COVID round two, I should say. Anyway, good to be with you today, fulfilling what I had promised yesterday, what I had mentioned last week. We were going to finish up dealing with the meaning of the swastika. And I told you that it's coming back. And I think it was fortuitous, most definitely, probably the hand of God. But we took a trip down to Pea Ridge, Arkansas last weekend. And down there, I saw several more examples that either myself or my wife took a picture of. And I'll be showing you that. You'll be able to see how the swastika is making its comeback in these last days. And I believe it's important. I believe it's deliberate. And I believe it's important. And I've had at least one image of the swastika showing up in a logo where I've had verification that other people have noticed it too. And I'm not just talking about this guy that goes to our church. I'm talking about news articles were written about it, that it looks like it is a veiled swastika. And they mentioned a little bit more than that, and I'm not going to get into that. Let's get into the scripture reference that we had. Let me go to this, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Got my headphone cord wrapped around my chair. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And I want you to think about that. If the preaching of the cross for us is the power of God, you flip that upside down, turn it 180 degrees. I got tickled. I was watching a guy yesterday, a couple days ago, talk about his UFO experience. And he did it twice. And, I can understand because I made this mistake too. He said that he was walking down an old dirt road, and he heard something or saw something behind him, and he said, I turned around 360 degrees. And I'm going, well, you just made a big circle. You're still facing the same direction. It's 180 degrees. That's halfway. That's turning around. If we flip it over, turn it 180 degrees, then the perverted cross, which is what the swastika is, the Hakenkreuz, that's the German, pardon my French. It is a perverted cross. It represents another gospel, is what it represents. It represents, and this is what Hitler did. This is how Hitler saw it, as a symbol of an almost God-like race of men, super men, Übermensch, something like that. The German, by the way, and that's a Nietzsche term, Friedrich Nietzsche, who was sort of this weird German philosopher. He was nuts. He was an antichrist, big time. And he's the first person to develop the term Superman. Well, in the 1930s then, two German Jews, Joel Siegel and Jerry Schuster, came up with the cartoon character of Superman. Had him coming from a planet called Krypton, which means secret, cryptic. And the element Krypton had just been discovered not too long before that. And he's of the house of El, which is the house of God. He's a god coming down to this earth to save mankind. He's the savior. But anyway, so this, you have to ask the question, what if Kal-El had landed in Germany instead of Kansas? Dun, dun, dun. My chair keeps falling. Again. I hate this chair. There. Anyway, Galatians 6:14, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. And see, the thing is that I am your average occultist are looking for the same thing, eternal life. However, I'm willing to give up this body in order to achieve it. The occultist of this world doesn't want to give up this body. He wants to be able to live forever, but keep all of his sins. So that's what the cross is to us. It is dying out to ourself, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. I am crucified to this world. World, whatever you got planned, count me out. I want nothing to do with it. Colossians 1:20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And I wrote this, in this sense, Christ being lifted up is the joining together of heaven and those who trust him on earth. He is the ladder reaching into heaven. And we talked last week about Jacob's ladder. And then this verse, Philippians 3:18, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross. They hate the cross. They hate everything to do with it. They hate Christianity. Why? Why? Why hate a God who all he wants to do is love you and give you a mansion in eternity? Why hate him for that? And to the atheist out there, why hate those who want to preach and teach and give people a religion that is nothing but good? It teaches good. It teaches love for all mankind. regardless of whether they are Christians or not. If God so loved the world, the commandment God gave to us is, love the world like I love the world, God says. Love the people of the world. Be willing to give your life for those people. Why would atheists hate Christians who want to teach people a life of loving his fellow man? I don't get it. Anyway, they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction. How did Hitler's plan of his 1,000-year reign, how did his plan end? In the destruction of most of Germany. Villages, cities, Munich, Berlin, Nuremberg, leveled to the ground. By the time they had the Nuremberg trials in Germany, and Nuremberg was picked specifically because that was really where Hitler launched his biggest exposition ever of the Nazi Party. There was well over 1 million people in the stadium as Hitler is parading. There's old newsreels of this, as Hitler's parading the Nazi swastika symbol everywhere, making his grand speech about how he's going to restore Deutschland to its greatness. And by the time they had the Nuremberg trials, you could still smell the dead bodies under the rubble of the town of Nuremberg. There's several thousand people buried under that rubble that they couldn't get to in time. And their bodies were just rotting away underneath that rubble. But anyway, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Now, this is where we left off last week. The intent of the swastika remember, it's a Hindu symbol, but it's a universal symbol. It's been seen around the world, Native American, Greece, going all the way back 3,000 years before Christ. The swastika was being used as a mantra. The swastika, the mantra is, may God Indra of great fame bless us. May the omniscient Pusha bless us. May the protector Garuda bless us. And I was reminded yesterday, I did it was Monday, I did a set of interviews with Southwest Radio, who are going to be promoting the six-hour teaching I did on Betty Andreessen. If you remember, and I may talk about her tomorrow, the Betty Andreessen UFO abduction case, and where she went through literally an initiation in front of a 14-foot-tall phoenix bird, a live phoenix bird. Well, Garuda basically is the India version of the phoenix. It's a symbol of rebirth, resurrection, death, being reborn out of the fire, in other words. Then on the bottom here, the Swasti mantram. Let the noble thoughts come to us from all four sides, north, south, east, and west. That's elemental witchcraft. When you call in the spirits from the four winds, north, south, east, and west, they equal the four elements, earth, wind, fire, and water. Let the noble thoughts come to us from all four sides, never deceived, unhindered, and victorious, that the gods, capital G, gods, ever may be with us for our gain, our guardians day by day, unceasing in their care. So what is the meaning then behind the swastika? It is to call in or bring in the power, not of God, but of the gods. Remember what Paul said, though we or an angel from heaven bring you any other gospel. And I am willing. I would lay down money on this. I am willing to step out and say, I can almost guarantee you that an angel from heaven is going to bring another gospel to this world. I can almost guarantee it. That's why Paul, and it's already happened. Here you have Joseph Smith with the angel Moroni. You have Ellen White, who an angel took her up to heaven, showed her that the fourth commandment we still have to live under and abide by, or we cannot be saved. If we don't keep the fourth commandment, we cannot be saved. That's a different gospel. Then you have Hitler getting from Himmler and the Thule Society all of this God power that Himmler was generating in these rituals. We talked about that last week. This is from the Wikipedia article. Approximate representation of the Tiananmen. Tian means heaven. Tiananmen is the gate of heaven. The Tiananmen Square is where the Forbidden City is. It is where the former emperor of China used to live. He was the sun god. And Tiananmen Square literally meant this is the gate of heaven right here. So notice that the swastika. Oh, I got to read this. Approximate representation of the Tiananmen Gate of Heaven or Tianchu Pivot of Heaven as the processional north celestial pole. Remember, they're coming from the north with a Ursa Minoris as the pole star. Ursa, the bear, with the spinning chariot constellations in the four phases of time. Four. North, south, east, west, earth, air, fire, and water. Summer, autumn, winter, spring. You observe days, months, times, and years, Paul said in Galatians. Notice that he mentioned a chariot. And there is a story. And I believe it's totally possible that in the mid-30s, while Hitler was in power, a UFO crashed, landed in Germany somewhere. And it was collected and taken to a secret location where German scientists were going to reverse engineer it. And we know for a fact that Hitler and his scientists were working on Der Glock, the bell. It was a saucer-shaped craft that looked like a bell. Crazy stuff. Here's a Chinese depiction of comets from the Book of Silk, 2nd century BC. Notice here. Let me get a red pen going. They drew the swastika as an emblem of a comet in heaven, a moving star in heaven. So this symbol, just like the cross now, the cross, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He is the ladder that joins heaven and those who believe, not all mankind, but those who believe here on this earth, that joins us in communion with God. It is the cross of Jesus Christ. So the opposite of that, the swastika represents the divine union between clay and iron. Daniel chapter 2. Here's what Hitler was inspired to do. This article, this is from Wikipedia. In 1925, in his book Mein Kampf, Hitler, he posed for all these pictures. Which means my struggle. Hitler writes, "I myself, meanwhile, after innumerable attempts, had laid down a final form, a flag with a red background, a white disc, and a black hooked cross. Hukenkruz. In the middle. After long trials, I also found a definite proportion between the size of the flag and the size of the white disc, as well as the shape and thickness of the hooked cross." You remember, Hitler started out as an artist. And while he was good at drawing buildings, farmhouses, fences, roads, trees, the Art Institute in, Munich, wouldn't accept him because he couldn't draw people. He couldn't draw people's faces. I can't. So he was an artist. He spent a long time in 1925. Now, he doesn't take power until 1933. He tried in the 1920s, and that's why he's in prison. While he's in prison, he's dictating Mein Kampf to Rudolf Hess, who's typing it out for him. But Hitler started out as an artist, and in 1925, while he's in prison, he's designing the emblem for what's going to be the Nazi Party, including the colors and the proportion. It's got to look right. And it does. It works. It mesmerized the people of Germany. They saw this symbol of power, like a rotor tiller. That's what it looks like to me. But they saw this symbol of power, and they wanted that. It appealed to them. It was lust in the eyes and pride of life. Hitler spoke of the Deutsche Volk, the German people, as being almost godlike in their ancestry, and that how they and they alone had the right to rule because they were a superior people than everybody else. Mm-mm-mm. He said, when Hitler created a flag for the Nazi Party, he sought to incorporate both the swastika and those revered colors expressive of our homage to the glorious past, which once brought us so much honor to the German nation. He also stated, as National Socialists, we see our program in our flag. In red, we see the social idea of the movement. In white, the nationalistic idea. In the hooked cross, the mission of the struggle for the victory of the Aryan man. And by the same token, the victory of the idea of created work. The swastika was also understood as the symbol of the creating, affecting life. Das Symbol des Schaffenden, Wirkenden Lebens, as race emblem of Germanism. The German race being superior to everybody else. Now, both Hitler and Himmler were students of the occult. They believed in a secret power that derives from the use of the runic alphabet, which is an ancient Nordic Germanic script. Very quickly, and I'll probably do something on this in the future, I'm running into more and more the idea in the occult that there is a mystery language, a sacred holy language that must be spoke in order to get the power of the gods in you to give you the power that you want. In Hindu, it's Sanskrit. To the Jews, it's Hebrew. To the Muslims, it's Arabic. They say you cannot read the Quran unless it's in the original Arabic. And so they all believe in this sacred language, just like the Enochian language with John Dee, this angelic language that has powers in it, powers in the symbols. Well, the Jews teach that. The Jewish Kabbalists and the Hebrew roots people teach that. That there's power and meaning in the letters themselves. It's ridiculous. God never says nothing about that. The word rune itself means secret or mystery. So he took the runes, him and Hitler, or Himmler and Hitler, took the runes and used them to make the emblems of the Third Reich. Here's an early form of the swastika made by combining two runic characters. You see it? Take a look at that character, this one. And we'll go find it. Let's see. Right here. Here's one. Here's another one. And they believe there's magic power in those emblems. By the way, this is the Thule Gesellschaft. In other words, the Thule Society. And notice their Heukenkruz. But the tiller parts are bent to form a circle. To form what? A wheel. A wheel. Think about it. Think about it, people. And of course, in the midst of this, the sword. Here it is. Here is Wilhelmsburg Castle. This is where Himmler restored, rebuilt the castle, where occult rituals were held over this symbol of the black sun. Notice the symbol of the black sun is made of runic characters. A mythical power source made popular by Edward Bull Lytton's fiction called The Coming Race. Himmler read the book The Coming Race, taking it to be literal. Bull Lytton literally was writing science fiction, coming up with this secret civilization that lived underground in the heart of the earth, where they derived power and made weapons from this energy called Vril. And the Vril energy came from the black sun. Now, think about it. If Christ is the light of the world, the Son of righteousness, his face, his countenance shining like the sun, if Christ is that, who's the black sun? Antichrist. So whose religion were they practicing? Who was Hitler supposed to be? the man of sin, the son of perdition. But it failed, and it wasn't time yet. But it will be soon. See how the use of the runic letter for S. The SS stands for Schutzstaffel, or special staff, or special force. And the Waffen SS was supposed to be this elite German commando unit under Heinrich Himmler's direct control. He could do whatever he wanted to because he had his own personal army, the Waffen SS. Kiss, in their album covers, adopted the same thing, lightning bolts. I beheld Satan fall as lightning. Harry Potter, what does he have on his forehead? Same symbol. That of a lightning bolt, or possibly a runic character. Now, Aleister Crowley. Was working on trying to conjure this familiar spirit. This one. Right there. That guy. And so he's practicing a ritual called the Amalantra working. Or ritual. And he's doing this in New York. Spends months trying to perfect it. And out pops this gray alien. Literally. A gray alien. And Crowley wrote as part of the vision that he received. He said there were many doors with signs of various sorts on them, such as the swastika. And it was that swastika that denoted the power that Aleister Crowley was being given by working this Amalantra ritual to produce or conjure this spirit called the Way. Because the word lam, L-A-M, means the way. But that's a lie. Christ is the way, the truth, the life, and the only way, truth, and life. Amen. This is current. If you want to see this, you can go to Washington, D.C., go up 13 blocks from the White House, and you'll find the House of the Temple Lodge of the Scottish Rite, 33rd degree Southern District Freemasonry. If you go in through the door, turn around once you get inside and look back at the door, you'll see a plaque that says, Masonry builds its temples in the hearts of men everywhere. Dun, dun, dun. They're temple builders. What is the temple? It's the body. And so adorning the atrium of the House of the Temple Lodge, as soon as you walk through the door and you look up, the trim on the wall, before you get to the ceiling, you have all these Egyptian, you see it, you see the bottom part here, you see these Egyptian symbols. But there are swastikas here. Here. And then here. Same symbol. Same logo. There it is. One forward facing, one rear facing. And remember, these are chariot wheels. They're designed to spin the axis of heaven, in other words. Here is the Denver International Airport. And it makes a swastika. I need sound effects. Where's my sound effects? They don't work today. Dun, dun, dun! Actually, it's called the New World Airport. The New World Airport. Now, where else could you just look at this on Google Maps? They spent hundreds of millions of dollars building this airport. Now, some people say that underneath the airport facility, there are hidden military bases. Now, I don't have any firsthand knowledge of that. All I know is internet rumor, which goes about that far with me. But clearly, this was designed in the shape of a swastika. It's very clear to me. You'd never see it from the ground. You just go to Google Earth or Google Maps or type in New World Airport or Denver International Airport swastika and people will show you. I'm not the only one that's seen this. But they built it. Now remember this. Remember, if the preaching of the cross to us is the power of God unto salvation, then the swastika and symbols like it carry an opposite power of evil, darkness, sin, depravity. Born again of corruptible seed is another way to put it. And again, it is the joining of things that are opposite. It is a joining of clay and iron together. Raelism, a religion, a currently operating religion called Raelism. It's a UFO religion. Raelism teaches that there exists an extraterrestrial species known as the Elohim. Remember Superman? Cal of the house of El. And El is the name for God in Hebrew. El Shaddai. Elohim. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, my God. They're saying it's a race of, they're saying what Von Daniken says, that all the gods and God himself is an alien. Rael stated that the word Elohim, which is used for God in the Old Testament, is actually a plural term which he translates as meaning those who came from the sky. Why didn't you just come up with something else like the word Elohim means pink polka-dotted bunny rabbit frogs? Why not? You're going to make something up. I mean, make it up. Individual members of the Elohim are referred to as Eloha by Rael. By the way, Rael, the leader of the religion, is the guy who gets all the sex. Just like David Koresh. He took on the burden of all these couples that joined his compound. He forbid husbands and wives to cohabitate together in the compound. They couldn't even touch each other. They and their daughters became the sister wives. And David Koresh took on the burden of cohabitating with all these women. Most of those kids, and I'm not justifying this at all, but most of those kids that were killed in the Branch Davidian fire were David Koresh's kids through the various women in there. Rael alleged that those aliens gave him the honorific name of Rael, a term deriving from Israel, in which he translates as meaning the messenger of those who come from the sky. So, how did this symbol appear all around the world over thousands of years and across hundreds of civilizations and cultures? Well, I think to answer that, it must have started out somewhere, like last week I described Babel. The fact that now that they can't understand one another's speech, they come up with a new form of language, the language of symbolism. I am told this. May not be true, but I think it is. That there are multiple dialects spoken in China. There is, I can't think of the names now. I drew a blank. Mandarin, Chinese. I can't think of any other names, but there's several different Chinese languages in China. And a person from one area of China, if he travels to Beijing, may have a hard time understanding somebody who's lived in Beijing all their life because they don't speak the same language. However, they all read the same newspaper because each language recognizes the character representing a different, I won't say it's a different word. Well, it is a different word. But the character conveys the exact same idea to peoples in two different languages. I hope that makes sense. In other words, even, let's say there were six different dialects in China. And yet they can all read the same newspaper in the Chinese characters and understand it. But they understand it in a different language. Isn't that something? So I think it started out as a secret language. Now, to me, if I were to, you know, like I did earlier, I drew a swastika here over the Denver airport. Does that mean because I did that demons now are in my computer and I'm just a mouse click away from being possessed? No, doesn't mean that at all. Now, this is not a swastika, but I thought I'd throw it in anyway. It's Remember the word Krypton? What does it mean? Secret. There's a commercial on television with Matt Damon, the guy that played Jason Bourne, where he is promoting a company that deals in cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. Now, I don't understand a lot of things about Bitcoin. I don't understand how the use of high-end graphics cards in a computer can mine and generate cryptocurrency for yourself. I don't get it. But stop and think about it. If we were going to have a common religion, a common world government, and a common currency, Jack Van Impe years ago would say, well, it's going to be the European common market. Yeah, it's going to be the euro. That's the money of the beast. He didn't know yet what was about to show up. Cryptocurrency. Notice the hexagon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sides. Is that related to the mark? Almost bet you it is. I'm not going to bet you it is. But I would almost bet you it is. Now, here is an old design for the Citibank, Citicorp logo. Take a look at it. It is a stylized, and it's a reduction of the swastika. It's there, but it's hidden. Now you might say, well, Pastor, that's just a cross. Okay, well, let me ask this question. What's the fastest land animal? No, that's not the question. Cheetah. Why would they use a cross? Why would a bank use the symbol of the cross for its logo? I don't think they did. I think this is a hidden form of the swastika. Look at the early Windows logos. Now, this one doesn't really count. Draw this line, draw this line, draw this line, draw that line, draw that line, and draw that line. And there you have it. Same thing here. You just kind of trace around it. And I got to go this way now. Sure enough, there it is. How about this one? Now that one, you almost got to say, yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah, just almost got to say it. And I can't remember what company that was. EFCC, I don't know. Look at this. This made the news. They noticed that on the bottom of these Polar Fox boots, that when you walked in the dirt or whatever, it left the imprint of a swastika on the bottom of your boot. Dun, dun, dun! Absolutely. That's deliberate. You can't tell me that's not deliberate. That's deliberate. Because they had to, somebody had to sit at a computer-aided design computer, a CAD, and start designing this boot. And he designs, you know, where the shoelaces go, how we're going to stitch it together, what stuff we're going to put on the side. Now we're going to design the treads. And somebody, whether wittingly or unwittingly, fixed it so that when you walk, you put down a swastika. I'm telling you, it's making a comeback. This is not even secret now. That's about as blatant and obvious as you can get. This is the old Slack logo. This is the new Slack logo. This is the one where there are articles about it. And that's all I'm going to say. But somebody else noticed it too, that they basically came up with a way to make a swastika. And even if that's not true, you still have the symbols for Earth, air, fire, and water. Fuia. Fire, water, earth, air. Fuia. Or wif. Or fiwa. Or fawi. However you want to say it. But that's a hidden swastika. Google Photo. Google Photo uses a swastika. Crazy. Hidden. It's hidden. But it's there. Sun Microsystems. There's a swastika in there. How about... Oh! This is a video. Now watch this. And I was watching stuff about Nazis and it gave me the idea. Now, this is an advertisement for Worst Cooks. And I want you to notice what happens to their lettering. I slowed it down for you. Worst Cooks in America. Now watch what they do with their lettering. Wait, look at there. Did you see it? Let me play it again. Well, that's what it turns into. Let me go back and show you that again. And it won't play now. There it goes. Watch how they do it. And it's very quick. It's very quick. It's meant to be subliminal. Boom. See how quickly? And that was in slow motion. It fades very quickly, but it left that impression in your mind. And that was the point of it right there. Here's another one. Do I have all point access? Find an all point ATM. What is an ATM? Automatic teller machine. What do they give you? Money. As long as you can verify your identity by inserting the card and putting in your, and don't say PIN number. Don't say PIN number. Well, Pastor, what do you call it? PIN? Because the letters PIN stand for personal identification number. And when you say PIN number, you're saying, oh yeah, let me give you my personal identification number. But they made the image of a human. Are you catching it now? What it means? The joining of iron and clay? Where? In your DNA. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. This I saw Saturday in Arkansas, Arkansas Care. And I know it's kind of hard to see, but here you have the swastika logo. Inside that. I'm not sure exactly what R-Care does. But there it is. And then, this is not a swastika, but that grabbed my attention. It's just like when I showed you that. It's not really a swastika, but it got my attention. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch. Here is a goddess. She has a serpent up here on her head. She has a jewel on her forehead. She has a scroll in her hand, a secret scroll. And when she opens her dress, there's another one there. And when she opens her dress, there's another one there. And there's a keyhole. You get what I'm... This is a church, kind of. See the logo? Same concept. It's hidden there. People, that's not a cross. That's not a cross. That's a symbol. And it means something. And again, that's the thing. You say, Pastor, you can say that it means anything you want it to. That's one of my points. Is that in the language of symbolism, its power, its influence, its very nature is the fact that it may or may not have a static, enduring meaning. What it may have meant to people in one part of the world in a different time may mean something totally different now to us in this time and in this location. Americans seem to think that everything revolves around America. And it's been that way ever since the creation. No, not quite. But the idea is that the power of that symbol, it represents something. Number one, it's an elemental logo. Has to deal with the four elements of witchcraft. Number two, that is not a cross. Let me put that back up there real quick since I'm talking about it. That is not a cross. Okay? And I would just hazard a guess that you would probably not find too many King James Bibles in that house of worship. You just probably wouldn't find too many of them. So the logo's coming back. What does that mean? Well, I think it means that we are nearing a time and the spirit of this world, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. I think it represents his moving in this world to put forth images in people's minds that are related to ideas that will draw people, not force them, draw people away from Bible Christianity and the preaching of the cross to an alternative gospel sent here by the gods themselves. It's time for me to rest my voice. It doesn't take long for me to lose it, so I'm going to take it very carefully. I'll get ready for midweek Bible study tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We want you to be there. And it's open for all who want to attend. I have not heard of any new cases of COVID. So just keep praying for us. I'm praying for you and all your families, those of you who have been afflicted. You guys are in my prayers. I love you. You're the reason why we do what we do. And remember, in everything that you do or say, think Bible.